We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cromwell Wealth Solutions.
Solar panels could be fitted at Uckfield Leisure Centre in an attempt to improve sustainability. Freedom Leisure, the not-for-profit leisure trust that manages the leisure facilities in Wealden, is working in partnership with Wealden District Council and East Sussex County Council to undertake a roof survey to understand if the roof at Uckfield Leisure Centre is structurally sound to be able to add solar PV panels to help reduce energy costs. Solar PV panels have recently been added to the roof of Hailsham Leisure Centre, with funding secured from Sports England's Swimming Pool Support Fund. The panels are already helping reduce energy consumption at the centre, which overall leads to reduced operating costs. Wealden Council and Freedom Leisure are working together to improve the sustainability of Wealden's leisure centres and introducing energy efficiency measures such as solar PV panels will help towards achieving the Council's environmental goals. The Council is hoping that the roof survey will demonstrate that the project is feasible. Once confirmed, the aim will be to secure funding with project completion within the next 12 months. Angela Brown, Head of Sustainability and Environmental at Freedom Leisure, said, "We are committed to supporting Wealden District Council in delivering sustainable, energy-efficient leisure facilities. This partnership with Wealden District Council and East Sussex County Council is an important step in assessing the potential for solar energy at Uckfield Leisure Centre. If feasible, it will not only reduce environmental impact, but also help manage long-term operating costs, ensuring our centres remain affordable and accessible to the communities they serve." A Wealden Council spokesperson said, "Sustainability is a core priority for Wealden District Council, and we are committed to taking meaningful action to reduce carbon footprint. Installing solar panels at Uckfield Leisure Centre would represent a significant step towards achieving our environmental goals. This is about creating a greener future for our community while continuing to provide accessible, affordable facilities for residents of all ages."
Plumpton College was proud to host a landmark event on Friday, the 4th of July, in the presence of Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Edinburgh, welcoming world-renowned regenerative farming pioneer Gabby Brown to East Sussex for an evening of inspiration, education, and hope for the future of farming. The sold-out event, held in the heart of the South Downs, brought together more than 250 attendees, including students, young farmers, local landowners, and members of the rural community. Organised by East Sussex regenerative farmers Elizabeth Buchanan and Laser Noble, the evening raised over £10,000 for the Royal Countryside Fund, supporting their work in building resilience across Britain's rural communities. The evening featured a keynote presentation from Gabby Brown, a North Dakota farmer and global leader in soil health and regenerative practices. Gabby shared how his family's 6,000-acre operation transformed its productivity and profitability by farming in harmony with nature, regenerating degraded soil, eliminating chemical inputs, and enhancing biodiversity. After the event, Her Royal Highness met with representatives from the Royal Countryside Fund and Plumpton College staff and students, discussing their studies and aspirations for the future of food and farming. Jeremy Keyswell, principal of Plumpton College, commented, "It was an honour to welcome Gabby Brown and Her Royal Highness to the college. This event was a powerful reminder of the vital role education plays in tackling global challenges like climate change, food security, and sustainable land use. As a leading land and environment college and a working estate in a rural community, we were thrilled to bring together students, farmers, and change makers to explore solutions for a better future." Elizabeth Buchanan, co-organizer and regenerative farmer, said, "Gabby has changed the way we farm. He's shown us how to increase profitability while also restoring our natural world and addressing climate change. Gabby is showing a new way forward that we so desperately need. He brings us hope." Laser Noble, co-organizer and regenerative landowner, added, "After less than 3 years of following Gabby's approach, we've seen a remarkable transformation. Where once there was dirt, the soil is recovering and nature is thriving, and so are the cattle grazing the land." Keith Halstead, executive director of the Royal Countryside Fund, expressed his thanks. "We're incredibly grateful to the organisers, attendees, and all involved in the fantastic event at Plumpton College. It was inspiring to hear from Gabby Brown and meet so many farmers passionate about building a more resilient future for British agriculture. The £10,000 raised will directly support farming families through our farm resilience programs, ensuring the next generation can live and work on the land they love." The evening was supported by Regenified UK, the new certification body for regenerative agriculture, recognising producers committed to restoring ecosystems and building a healthier food system.
Scores of tributes have been paid to a man described as an ambassador for Buxted Football Club and a true legend. Dave Butcher died this month at the age of 80. A Buxted Football Club spokesperson said, "It's with great sadness that we announce the passing of Dave Butcher, an ambassador for Buxted FC for decades, a true gentleman and a sportsman. Our thoughts go out to his family at this time. The man, the legend, Mr. Buxted, will be missed so dearly by all, past and present. Rest in peace." 5 years ago, the football club announced that they had officially renamed the clubhouse the David Butcher Pavilion. They said David had been a valuable part of the club for over 50 years. He had dedicated his life to the club and was always a key member. A spokesman said, "If it wasn't for him, the club would not be the success it is today." Dave Butcher was also well known and admired during his employment at the former Buxted Chicken Factory. On social media, on behalf of her dad, Charlotte Walker said, "This news has knocked me for six. A few words about Butch. A great mate. I had the honour of knowing him for 60 years. I will always remember Buxted Chicken in the 70s. Great times. Buxted Boys Club held fabulous memories also with Dave." Nephew Darren Butcher said, "Pretty hard to process this news. Still in shock. Uncle Dave did a lot for me, taking me to watch Liverpool and to watch Sussex cricket. He had such a great memory. could always listen to his stories. In recent years, more than ever, he would do a lot of reminiscing about his two brothers, Aid, my dad, and Julian. Always loved and missed them very much. Son Julian said, football. The club was his life. He gave his life to it. He was always good for catching up on local news. While his spell at the chicken factory was also remembered by Alf Smith, who posted, so sad. First met Butch at Buxted Chicken Factory as a 16-year-old. Always had time for you, a great man. Chris Vincent recalls playing football for the club, although he said he gave up a while ago. He said he knows Buxted would not be the club it is today without Butch's graft, passion and dedication.
Hurstwood View in Five Ash Down, Uckfield, caused quite a racket during its tennis theme party to celebrate Wimbledon. Some of the residents at the home went out on a trip to the supermarket to stock up on all the essentials, strawberries, cream and, of course, Prosecco. Our residents love getting out into the community, chatting to people and browsing the shops. Our cafe was decorated with pink, red and white tissue paper pom-poms. A table tennis table was set up for anyone that wanted to play in the cafe area, with a big screen set up showing the live tennis. All our residents enjoyed the flow of fizz with lushes of strawberries and cream served in sundae glasses. The big screen was set up all week in the cafe area showing the live tennis so residents could relax and enjoy the tennis in comfort. General manager of the home, Kirsty Johnson, said, "We love Wimbledon in our home. The people who live here get very excited during the run-up to the tournament, and we all enjoy a glass of Prosecco during the fortnight. It's been just like centre court, especially with all the cheering." A resident at Hurstwood View, Angela, said, "I've really enjoyed the party today. The staff here have really gone all out to make sure we enjoyed game, set and match today."
An East Sussex cat charity is asking supporters to help fund urgent medical care for a kitten missing an eye. Cats Protection's Cat Centre in Chelwood Gate started a Just Giving page at justgiving.com to raise £500 towards vet costs and aftercare. The charity said the kitten, who has been named Monsieur Le Floof, came into care in April with his siblings when he was 4 months old. Cats Protection said Monsieur Le Floof had worrying symptoms and the on-site veterinary team found he had an eye infection as a result of cat flu. Sadly, his eye was so damaged that it had to be removed, which has been expensive for the centre. Cat Centre manager Daniel Draper said, "We're lucky to have a specialist vet team at the centre, but every operation and aftercare clocks up bills that put an extra strain on our fundraising. That's why we're asking our supporters to help out with Floof's vet costs." Cats Protection said Monsieur Le Floof is doing well and is now looking to find his forever home. Daniel said the poor little mite looked a bit sorry for himself after the operation, but youth was on his side, and he has fully recovered from his treatment. He's still playful, friendly, and full of personality. Floof has adapted so well to his limited vision. He navigates life confidently and doesn't need special care to be a wonderful, loving companion. The charity added that it can only help cats like Monsieur Le Floof with generous public donations. Daniel said, "We hope this appeal will recover some of our costs. And if we are lucky enough to raise more than our target, the donations will help more cats who come into care." Staff at the centre gave Monsieur Le Fluth his name because of his fluffy appearance and the way he took everything in his stride.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.